about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I don't know if any of you guys are going to cry. This is kind of a sad story, but Encyclopedia Britannica is ending their print version of their encyclopedias. I know. I'm not joking. That is a little sad. You know, they're going to digital print. Everything is going to computers. And, you know, I don't know. We all grew up with encyclopedia. I remember learning how to spell it. My sister taught me a song. Remember I taught you guys all how to spell encyclopedia? It's like a little song. It's like E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. You know, and I learned that, and I could spell encyclopedia. It's really frustrating that there's going to not be a lot of rhyme or reason for me to spell encyclopedia. Apparently, it's been available every 2 years, and now an online subscription costs $70 per year. But don't people get Wikipedia for free? Now, it's interesting. In school, my kids in school are told not to go to Wikipedia. They're taught to go to an encyclopedia and open it up. So I'm sure many of you that have encyclopedias in your house will still find use. But right now, everybody just goes to the computer. My son has to do a report on somebody from Mexico. I don't recognize the name. It's not Ponce de Leon or anything like that. Ponce de Leon wouldn't even be. I don't think he was more southern than that. But at Jose something, and I guess he wants me to look it up. And so, what do? I go to Google. I just Google. Wikipedia I like because I landed on Wikipedia. So I was like, oh, there's Dr. Dahlia. And I go, do you guys ever want to do a report on me? They go, claro que sí. No, they go, claro que no. That's what they say. All right. So anyway, so no more Encyclopedia Britannica. No more encyclopedia salesmen. Encyclopedia salesmen, they were never very sexy, were they? I mean, they carry one volume, right? And they carry the volume that had the real cool pictures, and you're like, ooh, I want a book like that. Look how much I could learn. I remember when I was a kid vowing to read the whole encyclopedia so I could be smart. My mom's like, good, great idea. I mean, that stopped as soon as the Dukes of Hazzard came on at 8 o'clock. All right, well, what are you going to do? Now, speaking of digital, many of you guys, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to call in and tell me. Of course, our number is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But after my show, you may want to check this out here. Apparently, hackers have hacked one of the world's top 5 porn sites called Digital Playground. Now, if any of you have used Digital Playground, it has been hacked, and they have stolen 72,000 emails, 40,000 credit card details. They've stolen passwords, etc. Now, the group says it will not publish the data. They say they do this for the love of the game and not the profit. Now, I haven't looked up Digital Playground. They have a picture, but there's a lot of women on there, it looks like. Yeah. Oh, they have 52 pornographic movies, such as Babysitters 2 and Sex and Corruption. Is that really a fantasy with you guys? Your babysitter? Really? I always thought babysitters were, you know, kind of going through puberty and kind of pimply and wearing glasses and the big part, you know, down the middle of their hair. I mean, that's how I looked when I babysat. I'd dress up. You don't dress up for babysitting, really? Are babysitters supposed to be hot? Is that like your vet? My husband has never asked me to dress up like a babysitter. He likes the whole Princess Leia. Remember the outfit she wore with Jabba the Hutt? No, he's not asking me to be Jabba the Hutt. Come on, people. You're mean. Anyway, so if any of you have actually accessed this website, you don't have to tell me, right? But you may want to, though, keep an eye on some of your things. You see, passwords, you got to be careful with passwords. I talk to you guys about that all the time, right? My password is, what is my password? It's a real good one. It's, Prime Rib. I use the password Prime Rib because who's going to think of that, okay? Right? I mean, first of all, the average bad guy doesn't really listen to my show. You guys would figure that out because I talk about Prime Rib all the time. But that's what I use. Right? And then if they need a number, I'll, like, put a number in between the Prime and the Rib. something like that. Like, let's say I really feel like a medium rare prime rib, I'll say 2. But if I want a medium prime rib, it'll be 3. Something like that, all right? So that's my password. But don't use it, okay? Keep it quiet. Keep it on the down low. All right. So anyway, you know what? These hackers, they just, what, they're hacking CIA, they're hacking the Senate, they're hacking NASA. Do we have any protection at all? See, what I want to know is, you know, the VA has been doing electronic medical records for a while. And even though we all are pretty excited about going to the electronic medical record route, hopefully all of us being able to communicate with each other from hospital to hospital, from doctor's office to doctor's office, from sea to shining sea, we're a little bit skeptical of what the security breaches could lead to. And I know the VA system has been doing pretty darn good with their, but here's the problem, nobody wants to jinx themselves. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, don't bring that up, because if they'll jinx themselves, we'll have a breach. Personally, I think what it is nobody cares. You know, it's not that exciting to break into a medical system. All right. It's more exciting to break into a porn site system. But I didn't realize you pay for porn. I thought these porn sites, they just give you free pictures and they sell advertising. Right. Do you guys pay to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Oh, on XM. You guys have to pay for XM. Right. Even though people can get the Dr. Dahlia show for free on GCM. But pay, I buy XM. I like XM because I like to listen to how I sound, you know, on XM. I also like 50s at 5. I love 50s at 5. Okay. So anyway, if you pay for your porn, just, and it's not just Digital Playground. I'm sure there's many other websites. I can't think of the names. If there's babysitter movies, maybe it's Babysitters R Us. I don't know. I don't know what the websites are. But just, if you guys do frequent those or gals frequent those, you may want to protect your passwords. Okay. What are we going to talk about? I want to hit some of the emails that we have. I know some of you want to know what's going on with this pink slime and what the heck it is. I'll talk to you guys about that. Apparently, Obama has now appointed an AIDS czar. I don't know what that means or what that is going to end up being, but I guess we have an AIDS czar. Czar? Do we need one? All right, don't go away. We've got more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So Susan from El Paso writes, Doctor, you were talking about the Amish yesterday and lack of alcohol in their diet. Mormons have been proven to be the healthiest group due to their dietary guidelines. I believe they have fasting as well, which is helpful to their system. All right, one thing I love talking about on the show is religion. All right, because I love learning more about religion. And you guys call in and you guys email me. Yesterday, I was stumped. I didn't know that if the Amish could drink or not. Remember there was the buggy accident where there was a slow speed chase with a buggy, but that happened a couple years ago. This was, I guess, a bunch of teenagers who were drinking. Three looked related and then another one. And I guess they were drinking. They were underage. They were 19 and 20. And then I guess they ran into a police car with their buggy. And so I guess I was kind of shocked if they drank. But, you know, it's interesting. A lot of studies have come out regarding people who are LDS, Mormon, and their, strict dietary guidelines and how it keeps them healthy. There was a very, I think, rare study that came out saying Mormons still do have weight gain. I don't understand that. I'm trying to think where I read that. It was a while back where they said that there was some weight gain that they noticed in people of the Church of Latter-day Saints. But other than that, yes. I mean, if you're avoiding soda pop, which is what I keep asking everybody to do time and time again, avoiding alcohol, smoking, et cetera, yeah. Absolutely. We, you know, so no, it's no surprise. Now, what other religions abstain from alcohol? I don't know. I know, with Jews and Christianity, you can't have alcohol. That you can. I know in the Bible, though, they don't want drunkenness. Okay, so I know that's an issue. No, I cannot come up with the quote. Oh, my mom would get so mad. Why aren't you reading Leviticus? It's in there. All right, fine. All right. I'll learn my Leviticus, Mom. Thank you. Although, was it the Christians and the Methodists who were, I guess, encouraged or trying to encourage prohibition? Okay, even though Methodists can drink, Christians can drink. Islam, I believe, I don't think it's strictly forbidden, but I don't think it's smiled upon, alcohol. Hindu, I know they used to use wine in certain medical treatments, so I don't think it's prohibited in Hindu. Buddha, I'm not sure. And guys, again, if you know, that's great to call in. Although very interesting, the Hindu religion, they were talking about how, you know, wine used to actually help a lot of health problems. And, you know, here we are. Right. Centuries later, you know, saying, look, you know, alcohol and the French, they know what they're doing. Bonjour. Very good. Very happy people who could drink some wine. So kind of interesting stuff. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, DocDALI, you were talking about the Amish and their drinking.
Hello, you there?
The kids can drink. It's called aroma. When they're out, Roma is out running around and sowing their wild oats time. But after they join the church, they are not allowed to drink. They have to settle down.
The Amish?
And be religious. And their religion do not allow them to drink. They can't drink, they can't smoke, they can't do. Yeah, they are very strict once you join the church. But before you join the church, you can pretty well do anything you want.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I think he was talking about the Amish. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I just cannot imagine a buggy running into a police car. Okay. All right. But yeah, no. And again, I mean, nobody should get drunk. You know, I mean, wine, we've known wine to have health benefits. We talk about it all the time. And even back then, they used wine. We've used alcohol to sterilize people. I mean, in Civil War times, they'd throw whiskey on the wound and then the cut. You know, there's definitely uses for alcohol. However, we are noticing that some of the religions where they do try and avoid the alcohol, then, they've been doing pretty good. But they're also avoiding a lot of other things. You know, all my Mormon patients, they're in pretty good shape. They eat real well. And of course, they have me as a doctor, so that can't hurt. All right. Taking more of your phone calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails too. Keep the emails coming. Those are pretty, pretty good there. Okay, so what's going on here? Obama appoints California physician as AIDS czar. What are the czars supposed to do? Are they supposed to be like, well, you know, I don't understand why we're using czar as a term for it. Here we go. The head of San Francisco's HIV prevention program has been appointed a director of the Office of National AIDS Policy. Okay. One of the nation's top public health experts, Dr. Grant Colfax, will lead the nation's efforts on HIV prevention and treatment. Okay, now what are we paying the Surgeon General to do? What's the difference between this and doesn't the Surgeon General do that? No, Sanjay Gupta? They offered Surgeon General to Sanjay Gupta. I heard he turned it down. We obviously turned it down. We have a different Surgeon General. He will also work with other federal agencies on the global battle against HIV and AIDS. Maybe I guess you need a different person for each disease. Grant's expertise will be key as we continue to face serious challenges and take bold steps to meet them. I mean, maybe it is a full-time job. I mean, HIV prevention and awareness. I mean, if he goes around and speaks, again, I'd still like to know do we pay for the Surgeon General? Are our taxpayer dollars going to Surgeon General? Because I would say, let's kind of consolidate. I mean, the rest of us in this economy have, consolidated jobs and titles, right? Haven't we? You know, we've kind of trimmed down the crew and the staff, right? You know, tried to combine duties. Can't they do that? In addition to his position at the San Francisco Department of Public Health, he also worked as a physician at a private HIV clinic and conducted research on HIV testing and prevention. I wonder if what I could be a czar for. Dr. Dali is czar. Hemorrhoids. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if the Surgeon General doesn't want to deal with the hemorrhoid epidemic, I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. Okay, so one of the emails we got was, Dr. Dahlia, what the heck is this pink slime? All right, have you guys been hearing this whole thing about pink slime? Okay. Okay. This is from what I understand. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. I guess it's a low-cost ingredient in ground beef, made of fatty bits of meat left over. Like when you're, wherever they butcher meat, all the scrappings. The bits, are heated to about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm reading this here from USA Today. And then spun to remove most of the fat. So what they're trying to do is make lean filler, from what I understand. The lean mix is then compressed into blocks for use in ground meat. The product made by South Dakota-based Beef Products, Inc. also is then exposed to a quote-unquote puff of ammonium hydroxide gas to kill bacteria such as E. coli and Salmonella. Now, from what I understand, this was never shocking to anybody because, you know, they're always treating our meats and our foods. There's things happening all the time, whether it's an ammonia puff, whether it's a pesticide, whether it's antibiotics in the cattle. All right. There is other stuff already snuck into a lot of the foods that we eat for processing issues or protection from infectious disease organisms. So I guess there, you know, this really wasn't anything new. You know, it's not like, oh, my gosh, people have been putting pink slime. This is just what they call it. You know, it's pink because of the bits of the meat minus the fat. Right. And then it's a little kind of, you know, gummy. All right. So the epithet pink slime was coined by a federal microbiologist, and he's been now in the media criticizing it. I guess it made headlines after McDonald's and other chains last year discontinued their use of ammonia treated beef. So I guess people aren't freaked out about melting the fat off. They're freaked out about this puff of ammonia. Okay. Then, of course, the media got a hold of it. It just climaxed last week. Now, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, the less the better. What I have no problem with is give us the meat and we will cook it. But you see, we're eating other people's cooked meat. When you go to fast food, when you go to the school, okay, you're eating their cooked food. And so many of us are of the thinking, okay, well, look, if we're going to be eating something that somebody else cooks, hopefully it's pre-treated just in case they do a halfway job cooking it. They say the USDA buys about a fifth of the food served in schools nationwide. They've been contracted to buy 111.5 million pounds of ground beef. About 7 million pounds is from Beef Products, Inc., though the pink product in question never accounts for more than 15% of a single serving of ground beef. Under the change to be announced this week, schools will be able to choose between 95% lean beef patties made with the product or less lean bulk ground beef. So what we're going to be doing now, and, you know, there's a big push for our meat to be low fat and for there to be the labels. And I think as of last week, our meat now is supposed to have labels. I haven't gone grocery shopping in a week. I know I need to get my butt to the grocery store. I think my husband did, though. Well, what he did, you know what he did is he bought ground beef and he bought a grinder and he tried to make he bought chuck. And then he's been trying to make his own ground beef, but he said it was ridiculous. He worked up a sweat. It was horrible. So, you know, Beef Product stresses that the product is 100% lean and it's approved by many industry experts. But I guess if you want to avoid the pink slime, we're going to probably need to get the fattier cut and then cook it off ourselves. And the cooking, if you cook it right, will kill off the bacteria. It just is going to be more work for us. Okay? That's the scoop. Don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online online at affinityhealthproducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this red meat controversy isn't going away. They've been talking about it in the last, I think, 7 days or so, how unhealthy red meat is. It really culminated in the last 2 days, and not because of the pink slime. And people have been emailing me, Dahlia, what is the deal now with the red meat? Well, you know, red meat, remember, is not just beef. It does include pork and lamb. All right? And they are saying that people that were more likely to eat this meat on a regular basis were more likely to die during the period of time, all right, within a 20-year period, which is what they looked at, at least, I believe, a 20% hike of death, right, due to heart disease, et cetera. Now, we know Bill Clinton has been very public about him stopping red meat, right? And we all remember him jumping into a McDonald's years ago, right? Right when he was kind of jogging. He was jogging, and he stops by for a McDonald's. Again, he was trying to be cool. He's trying to hang out with everybody, and everybody gets all mad because he's eating fast food. McDonald's loves it. That was great, you know? Our president loves McDonald's. But, you know, he's decided to go red meat free. Now, I guess, you know, what's so bad about red meat? Now, I mean, here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of the protein you get red meat, and I'm even a bigger fan of the taste, right? Okay. But, yes, the lean meats, or the fishes or the chicken, you do a heck of a lot better. I mean, the heart disease is probably the biggest culprit. You have saturated fat, cholesterol, more so in the red meat than you have in the other meats. But keep in mind, you know, dark meat chicken, dark meat turkey, the reason why dark meat tastes better is because, again, you have the higher fat, more cholesterol. So when we're talking lean meats, we're talking white meat chicken. And to me, white meat is just too dry. I really like dark. I'm getting hungry. I got to stop this. Okay. Now, the iron, they think, and this is reported by LA Times, is what the big culprit is. There's something called heme iron. Heme iron, right, has been linked to heart attacks and fatal heart disease. All right. They also say the reason why red meat is bad is because many of them, you know, they're processed, so you have a lot of sodium, and that could increase blood pressure. There's also a lot of other chemicals in processed meat that could damage your blood vessels, etc. Now, I mean, I'm sure we're getting processed chicken and processed fish as well, but right now they're concentrating on the red meat. Also, they have found red meat to be associated with colorectal cancer and other forms of cancer, okay? Again, they think the iron, the heme iron, is again another culprit. They say it's more easily absorbed into the body than other forms of iron and could cause oxidative damage to cells, as could compounds that are created when meat is cooked at high temperature. So, between the preservatives, between this heme iron, and just the way red meat is, they're saying those are the reasons why red meat links to higher heart disease. So, okay, it's not the pink slime they're talking about, although I really hate that term pink slime. You know, it's interesting. When I was in class, they made us watch how food was prepared. And it grossed us out. I don't know why all schools don't teach us all the same things. Because if we all, you know, learned the same stuff, we wouldn't be shocked by this. All I remember is seeing, you know, fat and, oh, sausages. Have you ever seen a movie on how they make sausages? Oh, my gosh. You don't want to eat them. What, and then it's like intestine or something that they use as the casein. You're like, I'm not going to eat this. You know, but then some of us, we just don't want to know. You know, let me eat my food. Just let me eat it. You know, there's a restaurant, I don't want to name the name, that when I was a little girl, would go to a lot in L.A. I think it was off of Beverly Road. It was a deli down there. I'm sure you guys could already figure it out by what I said. Love the place. I'll still go and visit. I still will. But when I was in medical school, they had shown us a health department video of them going in and inspecting some of these places. And I think there was some undercover work. And you saw one of the cooks there smoking. And you saw the ashes fall into the food. And I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, we can't eat there again. Now, still, I mean, we're in California. I love deli, so I go. And it's a pretty famous one, so I'm sure you guys know. And I'm sure they cleaned up their act since then. But, you know, as a doctor, you get to see this stuff all the time. And it really puts you off. A lot of eating, a lot of restaurant. Well, I waited tables. I worked in a restaurant. It's ridiculous what happens in restaurants. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, and I don't want to scare you all because none of you ever want to go to a restaurant again. But let me just say, make sure you eat at a restaurant where people have their hair nets, where people have temperature control so they don't sweat into the food. And for the love of heaven, do not take back your food, because if you have a cook that's mad, he will get you back. All right, that's what I learned waiting tables, and I'm not going to mess with it. I told you guys about the story of the bleeding into the salad dressing. You guys have to hear this. I told you guys about this, but some of you are new listeners to the Dr. Dolly Show, and probably this will be the last time you listen to the Dr. Dolly Show. But anyway, it was my turn to do the side work that had to do with the dressings. So you had to kind of get the dressings ready for the next day. You had to cover them up, et cetera. Well, I was in a hurry. There was a party, et cetera. Come on, Dolly, hurry. Let's go. And my side work that day was the longest than the other side works had to be. And I'm just getting everything ready, and I'm dealing with the Thousand Island dressing, and I see a couple red drops in there. And I go, what's this? That's not pimento. You know, I didn't know what makes Thousand Island pink, right? It's probably isn't it ketchup and mayonnaise? Is that Thousand Island? Anyway, I'm seeing these little red droplets, and then I look at my hand, and my hand's bleeding. Because the saran wrap, you use these industrial-style saran wraps that have that serrated edge that's about 2 feet long. So I remember looking at that going, damn. Okay, so I, you know, stopped the bleeding. I put on a glove. I dumped out the dressing, threw it in the sink, got a new container, and I, you know, got all that ready. So it actually put me back another 15 minutes. Okay? Imagine if it was somebody that had absolutely no ethics at all, that wanted to get to the party, wanted to hurry. What do you think they would have done? Exactly, mixed it in. And there's people out there. You know, it's disgusting. And I know there's people out there because I saw these same people play around with the tips, right? You would, I've talked to you guys about this too. Let's say it's a $30 dinner or something like that, and you decide to give a $5 tip. They could very easily put a one in front of the five. And now you have, now you just gave them a $15 tip. You know, that's why I tell all of you, make sure you put your money sign, you hug that number. All right, if you're giving a $5 tip, hug that number or even write five next to it. Because, you know, stuff like that happens. Now, it doesn't happen in all restaurants. I've worked in a couple. It didn't happen at all. But, you freak out thinking there could be people with no work ethic, no scruples that, you know, could be kind of messy with the food. And it just drives you crazy. So, I mean, there's an argument to just, there's an argument to just kind of, I don't know, cook your own food, right? You know, make your own slime, right? I don't mind if it's, you know, an occasional booger from my family. And trust me, boogers get into our food, but it's our food and it's our family's boogers. All right, let's go to some entertainment news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, did you guys hear about this? Do you guys watch those HBO shows? I watch Boardwalk Empire, but I guess Luck, the show Luck with Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte has been in the news. Apparently, another horse was injured and had to be euthanized. And this was the third time a horse has undergone a euthanization from, I guess, the series, such that now the series has to stop all horse-related filming. Now, I haven't seen Luck. I wanted to, but isn't it a show about horse racing? They say the Humane Group that oversees Hollywood Productions had issued an immediate demand that all production involving horses shut down. We are also insisting that the stoppage remain in full effect, pending a complete, thorough, and comprehensive investigation from the American Humane Association. I don't know why these horses are getting hurt. Okay, apparently the latest one suffered a head injury. The horse was euthanized at the track in suburban Arcadia, where Luck is filming its second season. I guess it looks at the seedier side of the whole race market. Dustin Hoffman is supposed to be a crime kingpin. I haven't seen it. I want to. It's just, I don't know how they're going to film without the horses. Not too sure. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S. simply by entering a zip code, and there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Like to dance. All right. I feel good too. Okay. If you do go to my website, don't forget to sign in the guest book. I love hearing from where you listen to, and I love my truckers. Right, one of them named Truckin' Fool. I love it. We got Donovan on the lines. Answer. Thank you, Donovan. Donovan's actually on the dial. He's working the dials. Taking your phone calls, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in entertainment news, Doobie Brothers drummer Michael Hossack dies at age 65. Right, you guys remember the Doobie Brothers? I remember the Doobie Brothers. Apparently he passed away at his home in Wyoming. He's been suffering from cancer. They're not telling us what kind of cancer, but he had passed away only age 65. Doobie Brothers singer and songwriter Pat Simmons looked back on his 43 friendship with Hossack, saying they shared some wonderful adventures together, times I will never forget. All right. I like a lot of the old music. I tell you guys, I listen to XM a lot, too. And I have the 50s on 5, 60 to 6, 70. Yeah, I just, 70. I just love it. I love listening to the old music. I think a lot of good quality stuff, a lot of stories. You know what song I just listened to the other day and I forgot how good it was? Oh, I think it's a Meatloaf song. I'm gonna love you till the end of time. That one. And he says, oh, yeah, she asks, do you love me? And he goes, I need to sleep on it. And then she's like, no, you need to tell me now, do you love me? And he's like, no, I need to sleep on it. And then he's like, no, I was gonna love you at the end of time, but I'm praying for the end of time. That song, that's brilliant. I tell you, we need music like that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Now, for those of you watching American Idol, I know many, less and less people each year are. Just kind of an interesting case. Apparently another one, contestant was kicked off because of having a criminal history. I really like this guy. I guess Jermaine Jones, 25-year-old vocal instructor from Pine Hill, apparently, tweeted he was kicked off. Apparently he had been arrested twice, has some outstanding warrants, including violence. What was interesting about this is if you guys ever saw on American Idol, they show the auditions and they show the people working together. And there was one guy that was working with him, the cowboy, that kept kind of jumping on him and grabbing his neck. And he almost looked like he was going to belt him. And I was like, look, some people, they don't want to be touched. They will snap back and, a fight. And so, he just looked like he had a little bit of a violent streak in that one scene. I was like, nah, maybe he's just really sick of this guy and he's tired. Well, it looks like he does have a history of violence. It just, people always go, why do these people try to get on these shows and then they have to get kicked off? Why aren't they up front with having, criminal past, etc.? But here's the thing, they're going to still be well known. I mean, people are talking about this guy. Right, he's having his 15 minutes, maybe longer, of fame. People think he's a good singer. If he served his time, people are going to say, let's move on. So absolutely, you're going to try to get on these shows. I love these shows because you have everyday people out there that are talented, more talented than heck. And I love seeing that they're out there. And yes, there's talented criminals, there's talented doctors, there's talented plumbers, there's talented everybody. I'm sure there's politicians that sing. Can you imagine Congress? Like a whole Mormon Tabernacle Choir? That would be lovely. I would love to watch Congress. I would just absolutely love to watch Congress sing through some of these bills. Obamacare sucks. Oh, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be really, really nice. Okay, all right. Charlize Theron adopted a baby. Good for her. That's wonderful. She just left, I guess, Stuart Townsend. Stuart Townsend was supposed to be Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. And he left because he wanted to do the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Guys, did you see either of those movies? Please don't tell me talking about movies. Of course you guys have seen Lord of the Rings, right? Viggo Mortensen played Strider, Aragorn. Two names, both sexy. And I guess also, why can't I think of it? He is so famous. The one from The Hunt for Red October. Donovan, you got to help me. Who am I thinking of? From The Hunt for Red October. Famous guy. He was also in, I cannot believe. I always forget his name. Anyway, he was supposed to play Gandalf. I'll remember it. Oh, my God. Every time I look at him, I'm looking right at him. He was also in the Indiana Jones movie. Why do I have to have a brain fart on air? Oh, because I was talking about Congress? Sean Connery, that's it. Thank you, Donovan. Yeah, Sean Connery was supposed to be Lord of the Rings. Sean Connery was supposed to play Gandalf. And he also left to do a League of Extraordinary Medicine. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen with Stuart Townsend. So that's the trivia there. They thought Lord of the Rings was going to bomb. Maybe they didn't want to live in New Zealand for a year. But that's a little trivia there. I love Sean Connery. That man is sexy at any age. I know. Still, I know y'all like Daniel Craig. Yes, very sexy James Bond. Very good James Bond. But still the best with Sean Connery, hands down. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so what's going on here? Fatty foods may harm men's sperm. Okay, but it looks like women's sperm is okay. They say fatty foods, a study was small, and, well, of course, because sperm are small, including 99 American men who were divided into three groups based on their overall consumption of fat. Those with the highest daily fat intake had a 43% of total sperm count, lower, lower total sperm count and a 38% lower sperm concentration than those with the lowest fat intake. Oh, this is a lovely study. World Health Organization defines normal sperm count as at least 39 million in the ejaculate and normal sperm concentration as at least 15 million sperm per milliliter. All right, so guys, get out your microscope and start counting. Now, I know many of you, right, you do not want to get your girlfriend pregnant. So some of you are going, well, great, I'll just eat a high-fat diet and I'll have a low sperm count. I don't know if it works that way. Okay, because remember, all you need is one. Right, we've all watched Look Who's Talking, right? Do I have to go back to Look Who's Talking? It's the one that makes it, okay? All right, saturated fats appear to be the major factor linked to semen quality in the study. Men who consume the most saturated fats had a 35% lower total sperm count. I don't know how they count. They've got, what I guess they do is they look at a high-powered field, you count those, and then you multiply by the surface area. It has to be like that. Because I could see you go, 1,998. Hey, Bob, let's go to lunch. Oh, man, you messed me up. One, two, and they swim. The sperm swim, and they swim out of view. Have you guys ever looked at sperm under a microscope? It's cool. It's very cool. Yeah, something you could do in your spare time. The study also found that men who consume the most omega-3 fatty acids, the type found in fish oil, had about 2% more sperm that were correctly formed than those with the lowest omega-3 intake. See, they also got to be correct. Okay, it's not just, you know, a big deal, you're making sperm, but they have to work. They have to have good motility. They can't just go around in circles like Homer Simpson's sperm did, banging each other's heads. All right, they have to do what they're supposed to do. Again, it's a small study, only 99 men. See, 99 men, I bet it was 100, and somebody said, to heck with this, I'm out of here. You don't just find 99 men to do the study, you do 100 plus, right? So one probably said, to heck with this, I leave. All right, let me see. Oh, it was a woman that did it. It was a woman that did the study. Okay, she's currently an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology. Yeah, women are interested in that kind of stuff. I could probably see why more than that, because we don't get to do, you know, when you're in gynecology, that's why I'm not a gynecologist. You know that. I'm a family doc. The reason why I don't do gynecology is I don't think I could just have women with the same, you know, things, pelvic pain, vaginitis, pregnancy. I love delivering babies. Trust me, I loved it. And still, you ask me to deliver a baby, I'll do it. I love it. Love that. But I like mixing it up with the kids, mixing it up with the grown-ups and the men and the, you know, I just like mixing it up a little bit, you know. And even though, you know, most gynecological practice is kind of cool, you know. It's they're nice and everybody kind of jokes around and stuff like that. It's just I needed to throw some sperm in the mix. Okay, just, you know, I love just analyzing guys' problems too. I love men's health. I think it's fun. I think it's a lot of fun. All right, am I the only one? All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to go to my website, sign into Guestbook, so I can see where you're listening from, and listen to the on demand anytime you like. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter too at Dr. Dahlia.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.